With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The latest round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks have concluded. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Negotiators from both countries met for several hours in Geneva, Switzerland, as the U.S. deploys a massive number of aircraft and warships to the Middle East. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister were involved in the indirect talks, with the Trump administration trying to convince Iran to halt its enrichment of uranium. The talks were mediated by Oman's foreign minister, who said negotiations will resume soon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. will investigate a deadly shooting off of Cuba's coast, correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Cuba says the people on the boat fired at soldiers first, injuring a Cuban officer. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
It is highly unusual to see shootouts an open sea like that. It's not something that happens every day. It's something, frankly, that hasn't happened with Cuba in a very long time. But we're going to find out. We're not going to base our conclusions on what they've told us.
The Cuban government says the people on the speedboat were Cubans living in the U.S., and that at least two of them are wanted by Cuban authorities, quote, in connection with acts of terrorism, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has told members of Congress she had no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes and didn't recall ever meeting him. Thursday's testimony comes at the start of 2 days of depositions that will include former President Bill Clinton. The depositions are in the Clintons' hometown of Chappaqua, north of New York City. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 17 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 273, the S&P 500 declined 37. This is SRN News. Science and faith come together in Dallas this weekend.
The Discovery Institute is hosting the 8th Annual Conference on Science and Faith at Park City's Baptist Church on Saturday. The Institute says, quote, at the time of America's founding, the Declaration's propositions drew from both the Bible and the science of the era. Today, the discoveries of science are once again pointing to the truths announced in the Declaration. Former HUD Secretary Dr. Ben Carson will be amongst the conference speakers. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is on a book tour designed to promote his expected candidacy for president in 2028. But he's being hammered by LGBT activists who don't consider him liberal enough. At issue is an interview Newsom gave to CNN recently in which he said the Democratic Party needs to be more culturally normal and less prone to spending a disproportionate amount of time on pronouns and identity. This is SRN News. A fire at an Ohio farm kills thousands of hogs, correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
A large column of smoke could be seen in the distance Wednesday from Fine Oak Farms in London. Fire officials say two of five large agricultural buildings were heavily involved in fire as firefighters arrived, and say that strong winds spread the fire. Crews ran water shuttles because the rural area has a limited supply. Firefighters brought the blaze under control in 5 hours. No one else was hurt. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A ground-dwelling bird known for its elaborate mating dances on the southern Great Plains will no longer be federally protected. That's after the Trump administration agreed with three states in the beef and petroleum industries that the lesser prairie chicken was improperly listed under the Endangered Species Act. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.